هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه لی sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Aso Nazarian has been living in Melbourne with her family since arriving in Australia in 2006. Lately, since the COVID-19 pandemic started, Miss Nazarian has developed a new passion, the passion for ceramic art. To find out more about this creative isolation project, Ms. Nazarian is on the telephone with us from Doncaster East in Victoria. Asu Nazarian, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Hello, thank you so much for that.
Okay, Asu, since the pandemic back in April, you have started a new passion of ceramic art. What prompted you to doing this?
So first of all, I should say that I was a social worker working in family violence, and it was really stressful. I had too many traumatic experience back then, and then I stopped work.
Sorry, is the traumatic experience as a result of your work?
Yes, as a result of the work that I, because I was working at a crisis center, so it was really difficult. I was hearing difficult stories from people and it was really stressful. I was working part-time and I was working as an interpreter as well. Then I stopped working and one of my best friends, which I really thanks her name is Shabu, she really helped me. Once it was just we went to visit their house and like she showed me that she has started ceramic work and it's really joyful and relaxing. And she encouraged me indeed to start this. And I found myself that I have the passion and I have the ability because I've been going to art classes when I was younger back in Iran. So that was the kind of trigger that made me start. I started from little projects. And then developed it in the lockdown. I had to stay home. I couldn't go anywhere. So started to do the wall that you can see in the video.
This is the first lockdown, isn't it?
That was the first lockdown, yeah.
So COVID-19 had something to do with your project, you know, to continue on doing it?
Yes, mainly because I was staying at home and then like it was really relaxing for me to do the mosaic art as well.
Do you face any challenges while you do your ceramic work?
Yes, I did. So it was really terrible when I was doing the ceramic art. I fell down from the ladder and I have hurt my right hand. And when I went to the doctor, he suggested that I have injured my right hand and I have to stop ceramic art for a while. And I, like you can't imagine it, I burst in tears. So it was really, really difficult for me to stop that. I have lots of good friends that they have supported me. My lovely husband supported me. They were kind of doing the breaking and like helped me to glue them to the wall.
That's what my next question is. Where do you get your broken ceramics and how do you collect them?
I have a friend, a lovely friend with a baby. And like the baby breaks the dishes and it's really funny that whenever they break anything, they give it to me. I had some of them at home. Some of them was given to me by even my neighbors. One day my next door neighbor was just passing and saw the wall and she asked me if I can accept that. And I go, yeah, I will be really happy to have them. I was buying them from Gumtree, eBay, like mainly second-hand recycling, op shops and these kind of things.
Asu, is it only the exterior of your house walls that you do or you do anything else?
I do have some projects inside as well, but they are framed and they are on the, like I have put them on the wall. But I have done the bathroom as well with the tile and like I have put some birds on the tree in the bathroom.
Okay. How do you develop concepts or creative ideas regarding your ceramic artwork?
So I watched lots of YouTube videos. There's an application called Pinterest that I watch constantly, and I get like ideas from that website as well. And then sometimes me myself being creative, for example, when I injured my right hand, I was thinking that, well, I can't do ceramic right now because I can't break the tiles and stuff. So using coffee beans to create the art. So I have a few kind of frames, artworks. There are the small ones, but I have used coffee beans instead. So I have used my own imagination and creative as well.
Okay, now, do you have any future projects?
Yes, I do. There is a few other little walls in our balcony. I want to, like, one of them is going to be a tree full of birds. So I'm going to draw the tree with paint. And then I have already bought some plates which are in the shape of birds, and I'm going to break them down and put them on the tree. I'm going to use, like, you know how in the balcony I created something like an ocean with swans, like some sea creatures and this kind of things. Next to it, there is another, like, very small wall. I'm going to make a fisherman with a fish net or something like that as well. The problem now is, like, the weather is so cold, and I don't really like the cold weather, and I can't go out work outside. So that's why I'm stuck in the house and, like, kind of doing some small projects only. The other thing was I have approached Manningham City Council to do some stump trees, which is the next in our next door park. And, like, one of the questions that they asked me was, what is your qualification? And I go, well, I don't have any qualification in art. I do have other qualifications, but not in art. And that kind of prompted me to go and have a look and see what are available. What I have done, I have enrolled in the Master of Public Art. However, because it was really expensive, it's $24,000 a year, I just kind of thought that it might be better. And, like, the other thing was the classes was online. So I have applied for absence of leave for this semester, and I'm waiting to start that probably next semester.
So, Asu, you know there is a second lockdown in Melbourne now, in some
right
areas.
Now, yes.
Yeah, right now. Is that impacting on, say, getting your broken ceramics from eBay or from, you know, from other people?
It definitely is, because, like, for example, my friend called me a couple of days ago, and she said that she has some crockeries, like broken ones, ready for me, and I can't go there and get them because of the lockdown, so I have to stay. The other problem is I get shortness of breath, and from today, which is Thursday, wearing masks is compulsory, and I kind of think that I can't really go out with the mask. So this makes me, like, it's more difficult and makes me stay home more.
Also, as mentioned in the introduction, you arrived in Australia in 2006. What difficulties did you face, if any, back then?
Well, it was really difficult because I was on temporary visa. We came to Australia on student visa. So too many difficulties back then. I was the main applicant and I was the international student. The main aim for us, me and my husband, to come to Australia, like for me, was to give birth to a child in Australia. So I spoke to the school that I was studying in and I said that I want to have a child. And they said, okay, that's fine. You'll get one semester off. And then when I got pregnant and I told them the due date, they said that the immigration has changed the law.
Oh.
And you cannot have a semester off and you have to come back to school after 2 weeks. So it was really difficult. I was already pregnant. I couldn't do anything. I didn't want to go back home. So so difficult. My husband had to stay home, do the babysitting, look after him because he was only 2 weeks old that I had to go back to school. And because I was international student, I had to attend the classes. So yeah, it was really, really difficult for us. And we have spent too much money on that as well because, you know, international school fees. And then my husband has lost his job because he couldn't work because of looking after the baby.
So eventually you became a permanent resident?
Eventually, yes. But once we applied for our PR, we had to go back to Iran and stay there for 3 years. And then after that, we got the visa and we came back.
Ceramic artwork, Asu Nazarian, thank you for being on SBS Kurdish. We wish you all the best in your project.
Thank you so much.
دەتەوێت بابەتی دیکەی وەک ئەمە ببیستی؟ گوێڕایرە لەسەر ئەپڵ پۆدکاست، گوگڵ پۆدکاست، سپۆتیفای یان لە هەر کوێیەک پۆدکاستەکانت بەدەست دەهێنیت.